The Eric Stewart Show, pointing you home on WMAL.
Dear Eric, this is a note to thank you so much for helping us sell our home. You made the whole experience so pleasant for us. We are very grateful. Also, thanks for the beautiful Tiffany bowl. It will be a lovely memento and perfect for apple butter. Now that we are down here in the South, we will probably be eating lots of it with biscuits. Thanks again for all your efforts and everything on our behalf. Fondly, Judy Williams. Thanks, Judy. Judy was one of our sellers who sold her home in Potomac this year, and one of the 105 that we've helped go to contract so far since January 1st. And we're grateful for Judy, and we're grateful for you, each one of you who've contacted us and are considering our services for the future or are currently working with us now. I'm so happy that each week I can bring you some nugget of interest and wisdom. And I bring a little wisdom this morning from John Garza. John's been a guest on the show previously. He's an attorney, and actually not just an attorney. He's one of the top Washington lawyers, according to Washingtonian Magazine, and also Maryland super lawyer, according to Baltimore. Sometimes you may see him flying over courtrooms near you. So good morning, John. How you doing?
I left my cape in the car, but I'm ready to roll anyway.
John, we've got a lot of real estate to talk about. Bankruptcy and real estate. Can you give us, like to hear some of your updates on what's going on?
Well, bankruptcy and real estate are certainly an intersection of the law because they come into contact all the time. Bankruptcy, there are people who are in bankruptcy that need to sell a house. There are people who want to avoid filing bankruptcy that own a house. And there are people who have been in bankruptcy that would like to buy a house. So you have sort of those three main categories. But I think most of the time the calls that we get involve people who are either in bankruptcy or have filed bankruptcy in the past but want to sell their house. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, how does that affect their ability to sell? If you're in bankruptcy, you can't sell your house without permission from the court. So you can get permission pretty easily. It's not hard to get permission from the court to sell. It's just something you have to do. Mm-hmm. Although if you're in a Chapter 13, which is probably the most common bankruptcy we see in this kind of scenario, you can dismiss that bankruptcy as a matter of right. You don't even have to ask permission. So a lot of times it makes sense to dismiss the case. And then the other thing I see quite often is people who are sort of upside down on a property. They may have a property that's worth $500,000. They owe $500,000 on their mortgage, and they have a second trust for another $50,000. Mm-hmm. Bankruptcy helps you get rid of that second trust. Many times you can just get rid of it completely in a bankruptcy, or you can use the bankruptcy to leverage a loan modification or a short sale. Mm-hmm. So there's a myriad of different issues that come up when it comes to both real estate and bankruptcy and how they dovetail.
I've been in situations with people who've been behind on their mortgages, and the bank comes calling. They put out a foreclosure notice. In fact, the foreclosure is going to happen 2 or 3 days from now. Mm-hmm. And I can't help them. Mm-hmm. Because I can't get them a contract and stop the foreclosure that quickly. And so they'll choose to declare bankruptcy mm-hmm. in order to stop the foreclosure auction.
Right.
Speak to that.
Well, and this this happens quite often. People will call me up and they'll say, my real estate agent says that they can't get the house sold in time. The foreclosure's 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. Well, so what we do is we file usually a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. That buys a significant amount of time. In fact, you can even put your plan into the court to sell the house. Mm-hmm. The plan can be, I'm going to sell my house. Mm-hmm. And then the judge will give you quite a bit of time. Now, the important thing is that people have to follow up on that promise, which means they have to list the property. They have to have a good real estate agent that gets approved by the court and all these kinds of things. And I have to remind people that you can't just say, I'm going to file bankruptcy and then sell my house. Mm-hmm. You have to show that you are actually trying to sell the house. And if you list the property at a price that is just too high, mm-hmm. that is something that will cause the court and the creditors to object, and they'll say, well, wait a minute, you've got the house listed, it'll never sell at that price.
Right.
So these are all things that have to be looked into when you file bankruptcy in order to sell a house. And then also it may be that there are these second mortgages and other liens. Mm-hmm. There could be a credit card lien or a tax lien that needs to be dealt with as well. So this is your opportunity to take care of those things.
You know, and you see different character in different sellers. You see the character of the person who wants to just stay in the house at all costs and do whatever they can mm-hmm. to stay there, even if, and I say at all costs, that don't really cost them anything, right?
Yeah, at no cost.
Right, at no cost, where they're, you know, they're not paying their mortgage. They're not taking care of business. They file that Chapter 13 as a last resort, but mm-hmm. they list the property too high, and eventually they lose the house and they lose the bankruptcy opportunity.
Right. You know, if your goal is to just stay in the house until the sheriff comes to put you on the street, mm-hmm. bankruptcy will actually help you with that too. But that's not a good strategy in most cases.
No.
And I don't recommend something like that, because what you want to do is use the bankruptcy court to give you the time you need to sell the property. Mm-hmm. This is not unusual. I mean, in corporate bankruptcies, companies will file because they need to sell certain franchises, or they need to sell off some businesses or do things like that. And the court will let them do that. But you have to have a plan that actually works and makes sense. Mm-hmm. The lenders are not stupid. You know, so if I have a house that's worth $1 million and my plan is to put it on the market for $1.5 million,
right,
they're not going to go along with that plan. But if I list it for $950, they're going to be real happy about that plan because they know it's going to sell.
And it's, you know, it's interesting. Bankruptcy really is about giving yourself an opportunity to preserve your interest in whatever it is that you own.
Mm-hmm.
Where if you're not paying your mortgage, either because you can't afford to pay your mortgage, let's say you've lost your job and your house is worth $500,000 and you owe $350,000, but you haven't been paying your mortgage, you still have some equity in that property.
Right.
And if time has caught up with you and you have not been trying to sell the property and you're now kind of a last-ditch effort to give yourself that time, then this would be an option for doing that. You're not trying to stiff the bank. You're just trying to give yourself the opportunity for you not to lose that equity to somebody on the courthouse steps.
Yeah, the banks do not want to foreclose. They really do not want to foreclose. It hurts everybody if they foreclose.
Mm-hmm.
It hurts the other properties that they have loans on. It hurts the community. It hurts everybody. So if you come to them in a bankruptcy scenario with a sale program that makes sense. So if I come to them and I go, look, Eric Stewart is my realtor. They know who Eric Stewart is, mm-hmm. or they could certainly figure out who he is. Okay. Mm-hmm. So they go, okay, this man knows what he's doing. What kind of price do you have? This is the price we've got recommended. They know, they've done their own assessment, and they go, you know what? You seem like you're doing it. You got a good plan. You're on your way to making everybody happy. And many times we can work out a deal where the homeowner walks away with some money, even if they're not, even if there isn't any equity, because everyone knows they need to move.
Right.
So they need some cash to get out of the house.
We had a gentleman who was selling his house in Fairfax a few years ago, and very sadly, he lost his property to foreclosure. He should have declared bankruptcy. Mm-hmm. That would have protected about $100,000 in equity in that property, but he was unwilling to. And I just don't think he understood that it's not an escape in the sense that you are running away from what your responsibility is necessarily. You still have to pay your responsibility, and the judge is going to take care of making sure that that happens. But
That's right. You're
giving yourself time. John Garza, attorney at law. Thank you, John.
Thanks for having me.
Right back with Stuart Rosenthal and the Beacon Bits. Don't go away.